This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
In a world where cyber warfare is the new battlefield, John Mariotti's The Chinese Conspiracy takes readers on a thrilling journey into the dark world of hacking, government conspiracies, and high-stakes cyber espionage. This gripping novel exposes the dangerous intersection of technology and power, where information becomes a new form of WMD, weapons of mass disruption, more dangerous than terrorist attacks. It's a wake-up call to humanity about the dangers of cyber terrorism and the need for vigilance in a world dependent on 20 billion interconnected devices. The Chinese Conspiracy gives us a glimpse into warfare of the future, and author John Mariotti is our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What happens when nothing works? Everything electronic is suddenly silent. Think of it. No internet, no cell phones, no computer controls, no radio TV, no cable, no air travel, no GPS. Nothing works. Everything controlled by computers shut down, and all at the same time. Everything down, including governmental and military communications, but by whom and why? Well, that story unfolds in the gripping, highly acclaimed techno thriller, The Chinese Conspiracy, by award-winning author John Mariotti, a riveting drama set in the lush mountains of West Virginia and halfway around the world in China. The Chinese Conspiracy describes know-how technologies and the evil intentions, how they become tools of extortion on a global scale. John is an award-winning business author and an internationally recognized executive consultant and keynote speaker, called one of the greatest business minds of our time. He served as a director on several corporate boards, including World Kitchen, where he was formerly chairman. John was president of Rubbermaid Office Products Group, a multinational group of 9 divisions spanning North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. And before joining Rubbermaid, John led Huffy Bicycles as its president to the preeminent position of industry leader and the world's largest bicycle company at the time. He's written hundreds of articles and columns, 12 nonfiction books. He started his career in the telecommunications industry and was deeply involved in governmental affairs during parts of his career. And back with us on This Week in America, John Mariotti, author of The Chinese Conspiracy. John, welcome back to the program. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us again.
Rick, it's a pleasure being on with you because it's so great to have a professional introduction and narrator. The only thing I have to watch now is if there's water in front of me, I shouldn't try a walk across it. When you live a long time and do a lot of stuff, you get to do a lot of stuff. And you don't talk about all the stuff that goes wrong, but I wrote an autobiographical book about it 10 years ago called Rocket Ships and Parachutes. The title was just exactly that, the things that worked and the things that didn't work.
I was reading about that and thinking, you know, we need to talk about that at some time. A fascinating concept for all of us in life, and maybe we will do that. A fascinating career, Rubbermaid, everybody knows Rubbermaid. Everybody's had a Huffy bicycle at some time or another made by, or we were living for most of our lives, so we're very familiar with Huffy and the job that you did there. Now turning to author with this book, The Chinese Conspiracy, getting rave reviews. Now going to go into the UK market as well. New publisher that he's dealing with, Books to Life Marketing. And John, this really is something, I keep saying this, but it's ripped by the headlines, and sometimes the headlines are ripped from the Chinese conspiracy. You've been really at the forefront of all of this. This is really a global topic now, isn't it? Not just limited to us. This is like global.
It is all over. In fact, I changed publishers because I'd been a year with the one that got the book on the market. And in the process, I got to meet the folks at Books to Life, which is a British firm. And they had a really interesting proposition. They said, you know, you didn't do an audiobook. And that's one of the most popular emerging formats. I mean, yes. I've read some that the audiobooks are actually outselling books in many cases now. So they pitched me to do an audiobook, and they did such a fine job for it. When I got feel I had time to change because I needed to get into hardcover and other things, I went with them. And the neat part about this is that they are opening a bookshop right in the heart of London, because bookshops don't like print-on-demand books, because bookshops return about 40% of all the books that they buy from people. And so they want to have, well, all these publishers that publish for small writers, they don't have the return privileges. And so it's been an interesting journey with them. They're doing a great job. The good part about it is, just like you did an introduction that was a super home run for me, because now we've talked a couple times and you're familiar with my background, the people there, particularly the lady that works with me, is the same way. She gets me. She gets the topic of this book, and she contributes. In fact, before we're done, if we don't run out of time, I'll throw in three or four points that she made that I'll give her attribution, because it shows that she understood the book. And the issue is globalization. You know, while the topic of your show is This Week in America, anybody who thinks that America isn't affected by globalization hasn't been reading the newspapers.
Exactly.
I mean, Donald Trump and tariffs and invading faraway countries and all of these things are, the lines are blurring. And the one line that's most frustratingly blurring is the line between AI and cyber threats, because they are both two sides of a very scary coin. And I wanted to cover that part, because one of my keynotes that I think I made mention to you when we talked a little bit ago, we need to be looking for the clues that tell us major things are changing, yes, and we need to somehow change our perspective on them. And essentially the whole book of the Chinese conspiracy was about when things started changing, because the conspirators decided they didn't want to blow things up. The Russians are blowing up the Ukraine. The Hamas and Hezbollah have been blowing up the Middle East and fighting with Israel, and they leave rubble. So who wants to win that war?
Exactly.
You clean up the rubble and they have nothing to show for it. So the challenge is now the Chinese realize we don't have to do that. Instead of fighting these wars, I love this phrase, instead of fighting with bombs and bullets, we can fight them with wits and words and code. And it leaves all the infrastructure intact.
Yes.
Now, this was written into the book, not because I knew this was all going to happen. I can't forecast the future any better than anybody else, or I'd be rich and famous and I'd be in the gambling scene, but I'm not. I just read the tea leaves, put two and two together, and if it smells like a duck, quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. And therefore, we can see what's happening. And here we are. The major players in industries are scrambling. The telecom companies were affected largely by this, because all their telecom stuff is digital. And they want to keep track of everything And when they don't, when they can't keep track of it, I mean, Verizon just had another shutdown this past week.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't a big one. It was just a medium one, but it disrupts everything. I mean, you were probably in on the one where Amazon broke the internet, as the Wall Street Journal headline came out.
Yes.
My phone was ringing off the hook from friends saying, "Is this what you predicted in your book?" I said, "No, it isn't. This was not malice. This was just not good management. They had a guy who threw a switch the wrong way and didn't know what he was doing, apparently, and he shut it all down accidentally."
Well, it's a little scary that could happen, too, that some guy doing his job, mind-wandering a little bit, whoops, uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, this is one of the wonders of telecommunications. I live in Columbus, Ohio, which is hometown for Honda America, and Honda was part of the big airbag recall.
Oh, yes.
Several years ago. And the thing that was bad about that is that this company had come up with great airbags that all the car makers are making them. And when everybody's using them and something goes wrong with them, guess what? Everything's going wrong with them. And I have friends who work at Honda and who used to be in management at Honda. And they said, "Boy, we had to walk a tightrope on this one because we had to have airbags." And this is the same way it is with digital communications. You have to have it, but you have to be able to manage it. I remember, you remember the TV show 24?
Oh, sure.
Great show. Well, I was in Columbus, and we had a guest speaker at our financial management company there, and Tom Ridge was the head of Homeland Security for a while. And the most interesting thing was that we said, "What would be the one thing that you could wish for?" And we thought some great hierarchical thing would come out of his mouth. He said, "I wish our communications worked as uniformly fast and easy and flawlessly as those on 24. The message from that is don't believe everything you see on TV or in movies, because they can manufacture things that they don't know how to do yet.
Not necessarily replicated in real life. And people hear these stories, and the Chinese conspiracy, well, it's a great story, but I can't imagine that happening. We've talked before about the Internet of Things and the billions, tens of billions of items that are networked. Things you don't think about in your home that are part of the Internet of Things that are all susceptible to being hacked by a foreign government.
Like baby monitors.
Yes.
Which everybody has and is essentially an electronic radio in your house, or Alexa and all those home things that you say, "Hey, Alexa," and she answers you. Well, she's listening all the time. Wonder what else she's listening to.
Well, exactly.
So, anyway, the telecom people are collaborating now, trying to put together, beef up their security plans. That's one of those things to keep an eye on, because when they start collaborating and sharing information, sometimes good things occur and sometimes they come up with crazy ideas, because whoever has the loudest voice usually gets to make the decision. Now, if you go on the next place, AI assistants are just getting to be all over the place. I mean, I just did a little exercise of trying to list the 7 or 8 or 9 big ones, and they're massively powerful, because they influence so many people's thinking. And the people that they influence are largely the uninitiated. They're the elderly, they're the young, they're the naive, they're the apathetic. And the reason I wrote the Chinese conspiracy in the first place was a call to arms, a warning for people in America. Look at the clues. When one of the largest landowners in the United States is China, you ought to might worry about that.
Yes.
And so the AI assistants now are being forced to get into the act, and the malware people are coming right along with them. They're using them to the nth degree. I mean, in nation states, we know, attack one another. Whenever somebody's going into, in fact, I just read yesterday that the Iranians shut down their entire information system so that nobody else could use it to communicate about what was going on in that country, because they're having an uprising.
Oh, yes, big time.
Massive one. And the Chinese conspiracy anticipated this, and the AI people, when they start meeting the malware people, the stuff they can come up with is downright scary. And I found two or three big write-ups. Wall Street Journal, among others, does a particularly good job of digging into the details. And when they dig into the details like this, what they come up with is a lot of information. Like the Amazon thing, you know, was not a malicious act. It was a mistake. But when you have a huge network and everybody's connected, the mistakes affect everybody. And so now what they're trying to do is to figure out what to do about these AI assistants. Claude, Grok, there's a whole list of them. Like if I went to pick up my list, I could find them. But there have been two particularly great articles written in the Wall Street Journal back in the, before the end of the year, how the Chinese used, they used Anthropic's AI assistant, whose name is Claude, and the Chinese actually hacked it. They hacked into Claude and took over Claude from Anthropic. The reason I know that is Anthropic's a public company, and they have to disclose that's a material event for a public company. So they had to disclose everything about it. So they had to immediately also say, well, we're going to try and do something to fix that. Well, maybe that's a good thing. Hopefully that's a good thing, because they need to put some guardrails on that stuff, because there's no telling. There have been all kinds of novels written far beyond mine about where AIs get in a war with each other. Jack Carr is a guy who's written a very complex novel about when AIs decide to work together and keep the world from going to nuclear war. It'll scare the hell out of you if you want to finish reading it. It's the Red Something. Jack Carr is the author. And I was reading that while I was finishing up the finishing touches on the audiobook for the Chinese conspiracy. But these hackers have literally now figured out how to use AI. And so the Chinese hacks it and gets the control of it. They literally, in AI, what normally happens, and I'm not that familiar with it, so I'm not an AI expert. There are AI experts around who know this stuff. I'm just a layman who is interested. But what happens is they try to create as much of them as they can from what they call large language models, which is where they accumulate all the accumulated printing of everything or data of everything and use all the data they can find there to give it some of. Well, the problem is when they do that, they inevitably put some crazy stuff in there. Some call it hallucination, some call it misdirection. They can make other names up for it, but it's just junk. They didn't, they can't get it all right. And when they can't get it all right, well, what do they have to do then? Well, then it takes a human. The human intervenes and takes out the stuff that makes no sense. And all of a sudden, now it becomes usable. And that's sort of where industry is right now.
It's scary.
Industry is trying to figure out how to do that.
It's scary what's going on. And we have so much more we're going to talk about with John on the program today. Our guest is John Mariotti. His book is The Chinese Conspiracy, available wherever books are sold. His website is thechineseconspiracy.net. Book available, Amazon, the other places. You can link on to John's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best Bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back. Our guest today on This Week in America, back with us, is John Mariotti, talking about the Chinese conspiracy, all the different elements that he wrote about in this fiction that we see every week. We pick up a newspaper and there's a different element of, in the Chinese conspiracy that we're talking about as a potential threat for the United States. We left when we were talking about this whole AI thing, which really is scary. Just finish wrapping up that part of the conversation, because that's there. And when you've got the hackers involved in it, there are really no guardrails for any of this, is there?
No, there really aren't. In fact, there could be if the people who created it wanted to do that, but they were too enamored with being first with the most. Like is often the case, the greed and competition comes together at that intersection and causes trouble. And I can remember, and it's funny how you remember things anecdotally that didn't apply at the time, but they do now. Many years ago, I took over a job in a company, and we called it logistics before they even were popular. And logistics was the person who managed everything that flowed in and out of that company.
Oh, yes.
All the forecasting, all the planning, yep. All the productivity, all that stuff. And you say, well, how could that possibly have to do anything with this? Well, we were going to design a forecasting program. I had a really sharp system guy and another smart analyst, and we cooked up a really sharp forecasting system. I mean, we took everything into account, Rick. We had everything in there, and we ran it. And the first time it came back, we said, what the heck is this? Because it made no sense. So we said, well, why doesn't it make sense? Well, guess why it didn't make sense? Because we couldn't remember everything we put in it.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't remember. And when you go in and put a query into one of these AI bots, like ChatGPT or Grok or somebody, you don't even know what all they look for. You don't know. Because they go to look at everything that's out there. And you know, the Chinese conspiracy and its life lived in a couple of other versions, earlier editions with different names and different characters. And all of a sudden, I saw something when somebody wrote something back to me and they edited it using that stuff and they put some of those characters in and said, those aren't the right characters. Those should be on my cutting room floor. and yet, what does that mean? Well, it means for us, I guess it means both there's hope and there's danger, you know. I was making notes. I said, the thing that we don't know is what we don't know.
Yes.
And we're getting into territory where there's a lot of we don't know. And the only hope we can have is that these misadventures, like the Amazon mistake, like the Anthropic, the Chinese did, they admitted that they hacked Grok. They also admitted that they hacked it with only one human involved in the whole process. Because the human inserted a human to deal with special things that they can't possibly figure out what to do with, but not very much. And so when AI starts becoming conscious or salient, whichever term you want to use, the news, it's important to look at the clues and not be blindsided. And I don't know if there's enough people doing that, but I hope so. I know during the days of the formative days of the Chinese conspiracy, nobody could get the government to listen to what they needed to hear. And finally, by the time they did, stuff was already entrenched.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate. I mean, one of my characters in the book is the name Clark Rich, and it's taken from Richard Clark, who was the head of cyber security and everything.
Oh, yes.
During the Obama administration. He left in frustration because he couldn't get anybody to listen to him because he had a whole bunch of politicians, no pun intended, who were trying to manage agendas that didn't want to be bothered by inconvenient things like the facts. And so Clark, he quit and write a book called Cyber War. That book was published about 2007 or 8. And I was tuning up a new edition that was going to come out around that time of prior edition of the Chinese Conspiracy. And it was a wonderful book. But for anybody that didn't care a whole lot about that stuff, it would put you to sleep in about 25 seconds because it just was way too deep. But it was great. I wish people had listened to it. So the bottom line is, when you start working in the borders of science, new science, I don't care whether it's medical science or computer technology or spacecraft or any field, you're going to find a lot of things that you don't know you don't know.
Yes.
And think about, everybody said, they think Mark Twain or Will Rogers came up with this saying, but it was really a guy named Josh Billings about a century before that. He said, it ain't what you don't know that gets you. It's what you think you know that ain't so.
Okay, I like that.
Now reflect on that for a moment.
Yes.
How many times, you know, everybody relies on experience. And when I was doing that logistics type stuff and years after that, I said to people, do you realize something that we always use historical information to make our future forecasts? They said, well, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that means that this year, if we ran out of the product last year, we'll run out of it the same time this year. I hadn't thought about that. Or on the other hand, if we overguess the demand and we end up with way too much in stock, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
And you know the logistics people have a thing called the beer case, which is a story that shows how a small movement in a decision by one retailer affects the retailer supplier, affects the distributor, affects the manufacturer, and actually comes back around and bites the guy in the butt because he decides to cancel the orders because he was going to be wealthy, and then he realized that he couldn't do that because he couldn't handle the whiplash effect. And I know this sounds like getting far afield, but when you look deeper into this, the principles are pretty much uniform. I'm pretty certain that you understand every single thing I've said, and you can relate in your own mind and experience, which is pretty significant, parallels to it.
Yes.
If we're into something broad and deep like you are, you must find parallels all the time. I do, in things that are related or unrelated. So what I start looking for is, what can we do, and what can all these people do? Well, I'm glad they heard they're collaborating. That's a good thing, because if they do it all on their own, then they're going to be fighting, and they'll have a war of who's got the best bots or the best
yes.
AI guys. And when you get done with that, then you have to say, well, what else is going on that we're not paying attention to? Well, if you didn't know this, Russia is hacking their energy sector.
The Chinese Conspiracy, John Mariotti is our guest. The website is thechineseconspiracy.net. You'll find the book not only in the United States, but look for it in the UK as well, and hopefully a motion picture at some time. The book is receiving rave reviews. Pick up your copy and enjoy the story as it unfolds. John, always a pleasure. We will do this again. Keep saving. I mean, every day I know you go through the paper, you get five different stories that we can tie into what's going on in the world. Now, we'll keep doing it until somebody pays attention and ties the clues together and starts working to try to prevent all this from happening. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. You're a brilliant interviewer as usual, and we had a great time.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.